Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware. O F evil workers, beware. O F the mutilators, because we are the circumcision, who worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, though I might else, have confidence in the flesh. If any other man thinks he has reason to trust in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yes, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency, of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and company unto them, but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained it, nor am already perfect, but I follow after it, that I may take hold of that for which also I have been taken hold of, for Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not count myself to have attained it, but this, nothing, I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, spiritually mature, be so minded, and if in anything you are otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, where we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be like-minded, brothers, be my followers together, and mark those who walk so as you have us for an example, because many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their stomach, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things, because our conversation is in heaven, from where we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like his glorious body, according to the working with which he is able even to subdue all things to himself.